USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A border crossing between Texas and Mexico is reopening after a migrant camp of nearly 15,000 mostly illegal Haitian immigrants were cleared out. The Del Rio port of entry opening to cargo traffic on Monday, while it did open to pedestrian and passenger traffic Saturday. As part of the Senate's human infrastructure bill, President Biden wants to add 80,000 IRS agents. Louisiana Republican Representative Steve Scalise tells Fox Business this is part of a larger effort to raise taxes.
Do you really think they're going to be there to help you mow your lawn or clean your house or just to raise your taxes? Of course that's what it's going to be about. Right. It's going to be raising more taxes from hardworking families making well below $100,000 a year.
Banks also forced to report transactions of over $600 to the IRS. USA Radio News.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Police are scaling back the search for Brian Laundrie in a southwest Florida nature preserve. Northport police spokesman John Taylor telling media outlets the FBI is taking the lead in the hunt for Gabby Petito's fiancé, adding the search will be targeted based on intelligence. Dog the Bounty Hunter also searching for Laundrie.
We have a special hotline, 833-CALL-DOG, and we've gotten over 1,000 leads. So we've really, Francie and I really started this 2 days ago. So we're going through all those leads, right? It's incredible. Pictures of him here, there, here, there. We're going through all those leads right now. I would say within 48 hours, we probably will have a location where we start the tracking at.
President Biden has received the Pfizer booster shot. A masked-up Biden receiving his third shot on camera during an event at the White House. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater, on these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Going a little bit more in depth on the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas confirmed that 12,000 Haitian illegal immigrants who entered the country illegally were released into the United States. Fox News had a chance to catch up with this Haitian illegal immigrant, and he was asked if he's going back to Haiti.
No, never.
Into the United States?
Yes, because United States I opportunity for young, because I'm young. I am not in job, nothing. My family dead. My mom, my father dead in Haiti. Because for this because here.
The Minnesota Medical Clinic that was the scene of a deadly mass bombing reopened on Monday. Medical assistant Lindsay Overbay was killed in February and four others were wounded when a gunman opened fire in the Alena Clinic in Buffalo, northwest of Minneapolis. The facility has been renovated. Employees and people in the community have donated money to help the clinic's victims and their families. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.